in public, yes.
Huh?
Curvy women and the people who love them,
yes.
Fat pussies and the people who love them,
yes. Whoa.
You are now tuned into the Laptop Chronicles, the podcast for all things porn. Now sit back, relax, and get ready to have your ears stimulated.
Okay. Welcome to the Laptop Chronicles. It's your host Al, the PhD of pornography, a graduate of West Coast Productions, class of 01. And yes, I graduated magnum cum laude. I drink rum.
Yep.
I jerk off and I always have 100 tabs in running. To my right is the homie, my main man, 50 Grand, County Trill, aka the only person to ever get unemployment benefits because he got laid off from his job as a porn clip sound effect guy.
I guess that was like rubbing a deck of cards on my booty or something. Nigga's a magician.
And for my next trick.
Shout out to Supreme.
Yo, my God. Yo, welcome to Laptop Chronicles. As you know, thank y'all for tuning in, man. Oh my God, it's been a stressful last week. Just trust me. So, yo, we're gonna start off with the porn clip of the week. And so to get well, to give y'all some context, I usually come through and surprise him with what we're gonna talk about. So today, we're talking about balls.
Why?
Balls, not balls. Balls, B-A-W-L-S.
Okay, I'm just going to see where this goes.
So for the
okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
So for the porn clip of the week, jump on Rick Nasty XXX. It's on Pornhub.
Rick Nasty, that nigga, that.
But
I fucks with y'all.
Yeah.
He got quality content.
He got some real quality content.
Yeah.
Anyway, by quality we mean a lot of BBW anal.
We mean BB. I mean BBW.
I mean BBW anal.
Is that I mean that me?
Yeah. Yes. Yo. So, oh, but
hold
his.
On, I gotta take.
But his latest clips have been like a lot of rim jobs. Now, excuse me. Shout out to the homie Norm Regular. You know what I'm saying? If it's Norm would tell you that's very sus, you know. And you know, I get it. But I ain't gonna lie. You know what I'm saying? So jump on Rick Nasty XXX, check it out on X Videos and Pornhub. And you can pretty much look at any of the new stuff. So this one is two holes milking my BBC. Bro, I don't write the content. I don't write it. Look.
Content just fine.
It literally just fine.
Hey yo. Why? I can't ask the question of the why question that I need to ask. It's not quite. That is a why. If y'all ever, oh my God, bro, y'all so lucky this is on YouTube, bro. She got this nigga ass cheek spread it out.
Okay, so if you catch the,
I gotta close my
So if you catch the clip, okay, make sure you check out the porn clip of the week. So it's called Two Hoes Milking My BBC. Rick Nasty XXX. Shout out to the homie Rick Nasty. And so this one is a threesome. And so one of the exquisite stars is on like 69 position.
Why is she winking? Why is she winking?
So one, she's giving them that sloppy tappy, and then there's another exquisite actress, porn actress. She has got my man's legs spread eagle. And she's giving him
this nigga thigh wet as shit. she got hella spit around this nigga butt. Hey yo. Oh.
I was just telling people that Norm would say this is very sus. No, if Norm was here, he would slap my laptop across the goddamn room.
Yo, this
he would shotgun my laptop.
Yo.
I don't make it. I just report it.
I see what you did there.
Yeah, right. Right. Yo. So, and so, well, that's the new one, right? But if you check out a lot of his content, see, like this one. Once again,
please don't stop milking.
Please don't stop milking.
I fart in that bitch mouth. I'm sorry. I know me, bro. I know me. And that's, see, shit like that. How could you not fuck?
Hold that thought.
Oh, fuck. It's an answer to that. Nigga said, I'm glad you asked that.
No, I'm not into farting. No, that is, we fighting. But, I mean, oh, wait a minute. Hold on.
One day soon, we'll get paid for this. And we will look back like, man.
Like this
we
one.
Really did this shit for free.
Yeah. Two holes on one fucking pole.
Why is it so many different videos of this content? This is wild. All right, man. I'm going to have to block this nigga content from showing up on X videos.
Yeah, so the episode is on balls, and you know, we got some ball licking and some rim jobbing.
Yo, getting your balls sucked kind of hurt. Cause
Hold that thought.
All right.
So, yes, this episode is on balls, right? And with that, I'm glad you brought that up. So, in the. Oh, okay, that's old notes. Woohoo. So, in the world of, you know, sexual realm, whatever you do, sexual realm.
Nigga seen three videos of a bitch eating a nigga butt, and now it's rim job this, rim job that.
My bad.
Oh, fucking demon.
So, in the world of, you know, the sexual realm, a lot of things can and have, you know, a lot of kinks. And so we're gonna talk about balls, right? So first of all, you know, yes, you have to as a man, you know, as a male, oh, man down, you have to, excuse me, I've been drinking a lot. You have to take care of your balls, like, seriously. I'll tell you a quick little story. So I used to be in the military. I was.
I'll tell you a quick story about my balls.
So it wasn't my balls. Pause.
Why are we here?
But
now?
No. It goes along with testicular health, ball health. So I used to be in the military, and I remember in basic training. So I was in the Air Force. So we showed up in Texas. And we in San Antonio, middle of the night. Like, we don't know where we at. All we know is, like, it's a bunch of people yelling and shit. Everybody's kind of nervous. I'm just kind of going with the flow. And I get to my bunk, and there's a guy that's already there. And I said, what's up, man? I'm Al. He said, hey, what's up? I'm Robbie. I got one ball. That was his intro.
Yes.
So, I don't know why he said that, but I'll never forget that. I remember his whole name to this day, because that was his intro. Like, it was just something I'll never forget. But he ended up telling me he lost one nut to testicular cancer.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and then
I hold my questions.
And then what I got to learn was he was kind of like a, not like an introvert, but you know, being in that situation, that was his like icebreaker.
Okay.
To say some wild shit. And I was like,
well, he definitely accomplished that
he,
one.
He came out left field. And I, like I say, I never.
It wasn't left ball.
But I'll never forget that because I had never known anybody to have testicular cancer.
Uh-huh.
And we were young. I think I was about like 21. Mm-hmm. And he was a couple years older than me. He was like 24. Mm-hmm. And so to hear the word cancer at that age, I was like, yo. And then to hear testicular cancer, I didn't know that that was a thing. So that's why I never forgot it. And I'm glad I didn't, because here we have this platform and I can, we can talk about testicular cancer.
Now I understand.
See?
Because when he introduced this topic, he just said, we talking about balls. Why?
You have to figure it out by now that I'm going to come with some wild shit and then bring it on back.
Message.
That's what I do. Yeah. So, yeah, you know, we're talking about ball health. You know, it's very.
Why do you keep saying ball like that, bro?
That is balls.
We talk about ball health.
Balls. You got to put the strong B, balls. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's definitely important to talk, you know, to keep up your testicular, your ball health.
Yeah, you're right. That sounds right. I'm sorry.
And so. One of, like, testicular cancer, like, you never know. Well, first, you never know when cancer is going to pop up. You know what I'm saying? And especially testicular cancer. Excuse me. Do you know who Richard Roundtree is?
Yes. Shaft?
Shaft. You know he had breast cancer?
I did not know that.
Yeah. He had, this was, like, maybe in the 90s, he had breast cancer. And he, I remember, it was a string of, like, crazy talk shows after Arsenio went off. Remember, like, Keenan Ivory Wayans had a talk show.
I remember that.
Magic Johnson had a talk show.
That as well.
Yeah, he was on one of those shows.
He was on Vibe.
Yeah, Vibe TV. Yeah. Yep. And Richard Roundtree was like, yeah, I had breast cancer. And he was like, my thing is, I want men at that time, men to know that breast cancer is cancer. You know, it is what it is. And so, excuse me. And, so that was like, wow, I didn't know that was a thing. So then getting a little bit older, didn't know testicular cancer was a thing. So the medical field, you know, says that men should perform a testicular exam at least once. Well, it depends on your doctor.
Okay.
I've never done it.
I haven't done it with a doctor. But growing up, I shared a bathroom with my sister. My sister. Okay, it was one of them. All right, so they had something that would hang on the shower head that explained how to conduct your own breast exam to check for lumps and stuff.
Right.
And I never really thought about it until now. I remember seeing it, but and it didn't dawn on me that that's what they had. In the shower and shit. But I mean, I understand this is so serious, bro. This is a very serious thing. And it hurts for women. I'm spitting. For women to get exams.
Like a mammogram. Yeah, like, apparently like they crush.
I probably should call somebody for that.
Yeah. Yeah, they like smash it down. Yeah. And I mean, and then on top of that, as men, we are hesitant not just to go to the doctor. But we're hesitant to go to the doctor to get to have another man, you know, not to be sexist or anything. But usually our doctors are male, and you know, we get hung up on the you know, societal thing of, oh, I ain't letting another man look at my dick and my balls.
Yeah,
like, no, bro, you should hit that person is a medical professional. It's not like you going to the, you know, Asian massage parlor. Having them look at your balls. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but if they did.
Yo, that's a hell of a business idea. Yo, imagine getting jerked off after your prostate. Well, you probably gonna come from a prostate exam anyway. So imagine getting.
Yo,
I remember this joke. This is crazy. I remember I was stationed with this one guy. He was in his 40s at the time. He was like, oh, I gotta get a prostate exam. And somebody was like, well, if you feel the doctor stick something in your butt, but you feel two hands on your shoulders, you might want. Yo, I swear,
the wrong room, brother.
I swear, I can never forget that. We laugh. It's not funny, but it was funny.
Yeah, that's wild.
So, you know, we're hesitant to go to the doctor and have them have another man like look at our dick and our balls and feel them and touch them and roll them around, but that's important.
You know, I would have been like really okay with the conversation, but the fact that you added hand gestures with this shit, he's like, touch them and feel them. Like, yo, what's up with you, yo? this nigga, hey, yo, you know what you look like? You remember all Boys in the Hood when he was sitting in the when Lawrence Fishburne was sitting there, like, that's what you look like. That nigga Larry Fitzgerald, Fishburne. That nigga Larry.
Yo, oh my God.
Man, we smacked.
Oh, yes. So, I have something here from WebMD. Now, I'm not a medical professional. I'm not even a medical amateur.
Yeah,
so, you know, I'm just using WebMD, which is, you know, a local, or not local, it's a, you know, digital source, but please make sure you check with your actual doctor.
Yeah.
If you don't have a doctor, go get a doctor. So this says testicular disease. Disorders of the testicles can affect a man's sexual functioning and fertility. The testicles, also called testes, are part of the male reproductive system. They're two oval organs. But it's a good article talking about testicular cancer, forms of it, ways to check for it, things that if you feel, you know, just to go get checked out, you know what I'm saying? Make that happen, you know. And then I read a good article that says, wait a minute, wrong thing. It was talking about ways to improve or ways to keep up testicular health.
Okay.
So, me, as y'all know, I say it all the time, I'm in my 40s. I'm in my early 40s. And a lot of, bear with me, folks. And a lot of men or people with penises, as they get older, they lose. No, I mean, we got to be inclusive.
Right. Yep.
As they get older, they really start to lose function of their penis. And as you know, we get to around 40 and up, erectile dysfunction starts to set in. Mm-hmm. Erectile dysfunction is not just the dick muscle not getting hard anymore. It's actually losing like testosterone, mm-hmm. because the testicles produce testosterone. So as you get older, they start to lose their functionality.
Mm-hmm.
And so they found, I guess the average would be around 40 is when the decline starts.
Mm-hmm.
However, I found that there are supplements and things you can do to maintain your testicular health along with your dick health.
Is right. Blue Chew a part of one of those?
So here's the thing about some of those supplements.
Shout out to Blue Chew.
Shout out to Blue Chew. Shout out, straight up.
Because you definitely just cut a Blue Chew commercial. to a T.
Bing.
Blue Chew. Hit us up in the email.
Holla at me. But I would, before I would go with Blue Chew, I like to read the ingredients of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because what you find is a lot of the commercial products have natural ingredients in them.
Mm-hmm.
So you could go, like, for example, there's a natural food store. So in case you all can't figure out or haven't figured out, yes, we live in Baltimore. Baltimore metro area, Baltimore County. So there's a natural food store in Charles Village. Right?
Is it?
Yeah. It's nice little tucked away spot right off of Charles Street. Hmm. And I like going there because they have a lot of natural food products. And in the back, they have a wall full of natural powders.
Okay.
Different supplements. And make sure you check out, you know, on Instagram, at Laptop Chron, at the laptop, at the underscore laptop underscore chronicles. I know, I get it together one of these
whooping
days.
Whooping your ass, yeah, bro. Right.
Fucking spelling. Like, spell Laptop Chronicles. You're out. Can't use it in a sentence.
Derived from.
So I like going in there because they have different supplements for, or different, yeah, supplements for everything, but it's in powder form.
Okay.
And so you can get, for example, the main ones that people use for erectile health, for, you know, to keep your dick strong, is macaroot, tongkat ali, yohimbe,
tongkat
ali, tongkatali.
Spelling BS. That nigga, you was spelling hard as shit, T, nigga. Nigga was like,
I was thinking about that shit for real. So those are like some of the main ones. So what I like to do is I'll go to GNC and I'll go to, you know, Vitamin Shop, wherever. Uh-huh. And I'll look at what they have, the commercial products, right? So some of those commercial products, they'll be like $65 a bottle.
God damn.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It'd be like $65 for like 40 capsules. But what you can do is you can order, like, for example, did you know you can order vegan capsules?
I did not know that.
So a lot of the capsules for the vitamins we take, things that we buy in the shops, they're the,
I just had that nasty, like, you know, when you take medicine and you see medicine, you get that chill, like seeing Robitussin. You never had that happen before when you was a kid? Like, seeing medicine and, like, knowing what it tastes like, and it's like, ugh.
I used to get spanked for not drinking Robitussin, so. But once they came up with that grape flavor.
Ew.
Okay.
Nigga, gross.
Explains a lot, huh?
Yeah, nigga. All right, never mind. I'll say that.
So a lot of the normal commercial vitamins and supplements, the capsules, are made of gelatin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, gelatin is pig pork fat. Yeah. So now they make vegan capsules.
Out of what?
Out of, it's not a wax. I have to look it up. But I have a bunch of bottles. So Vitamin Shop has their own line of supplements. Anything in Vitamin Shop in a brown bottle,
mm-hmm,
it's called Plant, PLNT.
Okay.
That is the vegan line of supplements. Mm. Vegan meaning the capsules are not gelatin.
Okay.
So, and you can order those off of Amazon or wherever. You can get just plain capsules. Mm. So you can actually make your own supplements. So you can go down to, you know, like for example, you could go down to the natural food store. You can get a baggie full of powder, right? And for example, I think the Tongkat Ali is like $80 per pound. But you getting powder, you getting like 3-4 scoops of powder, it's going to be like $6.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You order a bunch of vegan capsules off Amazon or whatever, And you can literally make your own supplements. You know what I mean? So that's why I kind of hesitate on buying.
Man, that's kind of wild.
Right.
Think about it.
Right. So, like, for example, Tonkat Ali tastes horrible.
Like Tiger Balm?
I've never tasted Tiger Balm.
That tastes like shit.
Probably.
Literally shit. Yeah. In olive oil, bro. No, what is it? Start with a C, some oil. When you were a kid, you had to take like a spoonful of it.
Castor oil.
Yeah.
Oh, bro.
Yeah.
Bro, I think castor oil is straight up engine oil.
Yes. Yeah.
Like that shit. Now that shit is horrible.
Dang, that nigga completely missed.
Right? Yo, sidebar. The funniest thing ever is that dude running down a fucking aisle, like, I think it was like a Royal Rumble, and he tripped.
Oh, Titus O'Neil. That's crazy because tomorrow, they're doing that same pay-per-view. It's in Saudi Arabia.
Bruh, shit is fucking hilarious.
And that was live. I watched that. Nigga slid.
He tripped and slid underneath the ring.
Yeah, bro, mind you, this nigga like 6'7", 6'8". It's nigga, all you see is this nigga legs dangling under the ring. It's like, how the fuck did he do that? Nigga got up fast as shit. Still got thrown over the top rope. Shit was so sad, bro.
But yeah. In case you know, we are watching wrestling. Which yeah. Yo, sidebar, sidebar,
side the sidebar.
So
yeah,
erotic grappling. Like naked wrestling, you know. Shout out to the homie Avery Jane.
I just seen that, bro.
That shit is hot.
Yeah, I like that shit because that's essentially what happens when you young and you like fucking with a joint. You play rust as an adult. Obviously, Aleem still partakes in the wrestling part. The wrestling before you have sex, play fighting. Oh, you just get all right. Never mind. All right.
Bro, I'm on the side. I put myself in timeout for a while.
You not wrestling? You never wrestled?
Okay. So I did Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. Is that what you're talking about?
No. We're talking about the porn, but they play wrestle. They play fight before they have sex.
Yeah, I watch it.
Yeah.
You mean, do I do it?
Whew. Shit, whipping your ass. Now, listen. Follow me here. But I'm saying you've done that with any woman, like prior to sex, bro. No, stop drinking that shit, because I don't know where the fuck you... He was like, I ain't never did that. What?
Sorry. Okay, yes, I have done it. I think we've all done it before. Yeah, kinda. Yeah, okay. All
right, that's what I was saying.
We're here now. We're here now.
I was confused. Like, why he looking at me like I'm wrong? I'm like,
no. But yeah, okay, that happens. Yes, but anyway, yeah. So, where the fuck were we at?
You did a lot of sidebars, so I don't really know where we at prior to the sidebars.
Oh, vegan capsules and shit. Blue Chew.
Okay.
Yes. All right.
Shout out to Blue Chew.
Zip, 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 zip. Yeah. Shout out to Blue Chew. You know what I'm saying? But I'd like to check the ingredients to see what they are. So a lot of times you look at the ingredients and, for example, you'll go buy some name brand thing that says, you know, Yohimbe, blah, 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 and it'll be $65.
Mm-hmm.
But you can go make your own capsules for $10, maybe $20 at the most.
That's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times with capitalism, what you're paying for is just the name.
True shit.
You know what I'm saying? And then a lot of these, you know, you look at the ingredients and stuff, and it's natural products with some chemical additives, some science-y shit, and they're like, here, buy this. And you're like, oh, okay. And so I'm not clowning anybody, because if you don't know, you don't know.
True shit.
You know what I'm saying? Like, for example, people don't know that you can literally go buy supplements, you know, you can literally buy them in the store. You know what I'm saying? You just got to know where to go. You know what I mean? So, yeah. So for like erectile dysfunction and stuff as you get older, and then on top of that, your physical health matters.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Getting into the gym, not even getting into the gym. Just like you could do things around the house. You know what I'm saying? Push-ups, do some planks, some leg raises, keep your core. Like you ain't got to be six-packed up. You know, I'm 42 years old. I six-pack ain't happening. I just fucking gave up.
I would like it, but I also would like to gain more weight. Like, I want to lose my dad bod, but I want to get beefier.
Yeah, you know, you do some push-ups, you know what I'm saying? It's little shit you could do. You know what I mean? Fuck, I'm sounding like Vic. Shout out to Dirty Tim Vic.
Catching yourself being that way is funny as shit. It's like, I sound like Vic.
Like this morning, I was in the gym. Fuck, how much was I deadlifting? I think today I was pulling up three. I'm using metric plates now, so it's in the 300s. 300 pounds. I don't fucking know how much metric weights are. But you know what I'm saying? That midsection workouts, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? They help. Another thing that I read was, even though I talk about drinking on the podcast, and yes, I do have a cup, I don't drink anymore.
I don't drink anymore either. That liquor that we got from our birthday is still in there. The white Henny is still in there. I'm not running a drink. The most that I drink at this point is a mimosa if we are at brunch.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not. That's kind of crazy, bro. Just to get all the way to this age to realize, like, bro, I don't even want to drink sociably.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah. And, you know, and you just, like, yo, I would literally wake up and down two bottles of water.
Love it.
Before I even walk out the door. You know what I'm saying? Listen,
water is fucking great, yo, bro. Water and, again, being at this age, it's like, water is so fucking good, bro. All right. Oh, my God.
Keep that Dasani shit away from me.
Oh, Dasani's trash.
It's trash water. Yo, speaking of ingredients. So, one of the ingredients that makes you thirsty is sodium.
Yeah.
It's salt.
Yeah.
You know that sodium is in Dasani?
That's why it's trash, bro.
It's like, what? You know, give me some Essentia.
Oh, Essentia is good. It's another one that Lauren be buying. I think it's not Voss. I forgot what it is, but she always buy, and it's good as shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's some good ass fucking water.
The Icelandic joint.
Nah, but that shit is good.
That shit is
that you talking about the blue bottle?
The blue bottle.
Oh man, it's the bottle that really gets you.
Yeah,
but then you realize how good the fucking water is, and that shit always on sale.
Yes, always. Yes. Shout out to Wawa.
Wawa, listen,
yo.
Wawa, something else,
yo,
bro.
Wawa is not a gas station. Wawa is a gourmet. A gourmet deli stop with that happens to sell gas. You know what I'm saying? I am official. I've been living in Maryland long enough that I downloaded the app. I order my food and get it made. So when I walk in, they'd be like, Al, here's your matcha tea and your breakfast quesadilla.
Quesadillas from there are fucking great,
bro.
Oh, my God. I might have to go get one.
You know what's crazy? So I fucks with Wawa. I don't even fuck with Royal Farms no more. Because all they got is chicken.
Yeah. And I get I've transitioned back to eating chicken again. Wasn't as bad as I thought. But don't get me wrong. I definitely have thought about just going back to being pescatarian. But I normally get the chicken burrito. It's like a breakfast burrito. It's like a chicken tender, a wedge, lettuce, tomato, and pepper jack cheese.
Barbecue sauce. I might. Yo, you know what I've realized? So,
fried shrimp is trash too.
We're gonna talk about that, sir.
That's pissing me.
We are gonna talk because I was like, I almost unfriended you today.
There's a lot of people, bro. They was just threatening me. I'm like, bro, it's just fried shrimp, bro.
No.
Tripping, I had fried shrimp last night.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. Well, yeah, hold that thought. So, I've realized that, yo, Wawa is fucking gourmet. And there's a gas station in Michigan, in Ohio. It's called Speedway, right?
Okay.
Speedway is cool. I've seen
Speedway before. Yeah. It's not often though.
It's like there's there's one in Philly, but it's not a.
That's where
where you seen it. I know.
So about the joint on the corner.
Yeah. That's the yo. I don't need man. You know I thought
exactly
I,
what I'm talking about.
I thought I was gonna get robbed at that motherfucker. Yeah.
Listen, it doesn't look safe at all.
You know. I bought a Black and Mild from there back when I smoked.
And that's probably why.
Yo.
It's like Black and Mild capital.
Yo, man. You know that Wawa that's over there by the airport in Philly? You know they redoing it?
How? It's always congested. When the fuck are they? Bruh, to get food, to get gas, all that shit is congested, bro.
They are redoing it. You know what I'm saying? But there's a Speedway in Georgia. And somewhere along... like I-85 mm-hmm. or I-75, something, somewhere in Georgia. Yo, that shit is like a gourmet fucking restaurant, bro. Seeing that shit, they got chairs in there. You can order like a full meal.
Really?
I've realized that I'm going to be that old guy that hangs out at the gourmet gas stations just all day.
Your khakis. Your shirt tucked in your khakis.
And my old UAW jacket.
Hey, Mr. Al.
And my veteran hat.
What's up, young boy? Young blood.
I'm probably going to be back to smoking Newports at that point. I don't know. But, oh, that's another thing I'm going to talk about. So, I this year, yeah, January this year, I officially quit smoking completely. So, I had to survive off of Black and Milds for like.
You said survive.
I had to survive, yo.
Oh, fuck.
Yo, that was the only thing that was keeping me awake was fucking smoking Black. And I wasn't even smoking the Black and Milds. I was smoking the cigarillos.
Oh. What, nigga?
I had to stay awake. You know what I'm saying?
This nigga was smoking backwards. This nigga was smoking backwards. You are a fucking danger to society. Oh, this nigga is fucking 12 smoking. Nigga, that's the funniest shit ever. You're a grown ass man smoking backwards. Nigga,
I was using it for their intended purpose, sir.
Nigga said. Can I get a cigarella? Oh, yo, you about to roll up? Nah. I'm just going to smoke it. I'm just going to smoke it.
I had to, because at one point I was going from 6:30 in the morning until 2:30 the next morning with school and work.
Fuck coffee, huh?
I was drinking coffee. The one night I decided to not drink coffee and smoke, I had an accident.
That nigga said, give me harder drugs.
Without the drugs.
Give me a backwood minus the weed. Yo, I've never. Niggas only do that shit. Niggas only do that shit when they don't know what drugs are. They like, I see my dad smoking these before, so let me smoke them.
Yo, I it was a wild existence.
You fucking right.
So. I completely quit smoking. You just come to a point where, you know what I'm saying, I was just like, yo, fuck it, I'm done. Like, I don't even smoke no more. And that improves your health. Like, I don't get sick no more. Like, nothing in my lungs. I'm not hawking up shit.
Uh-huh.
And you don't realize, like, smoking is not just, it doesn't just fuck up your lungs. It fucks up your blood, your heart, and your balls. A lot of people don't realize that shit, you know what I'm saying? So
nice callback.
Yeah, nice, you know what I'm saying? So, definitely quit smoking and shit. But definitely, you know what I'm saying, take care of your testicular health, which I read. So, I read this. I also found some notes where it talks about the, wait a minute, I'm going to get the term right, because I call it the tank. Some people call it the gooch. It's actually called the.
It's a real name for that shit? I thought Gooch was the scientific name.
Nah, it's called the perineum.
I like Gooch better.
Right. So they were saying that, oh, do your Kegels. Do your man Kegels. So I was reading and it was talking about, you know, not just washing washing your penis and your balls and you know, while you're down there checking. But get underneath and scrub there, because they were saying like that's one of the most unclean places for a person. And I'm like, who is not washing their gooch?
You can also develop, like, you have sweat glands there. So you could also develop, like, I was reading on it and shit. I can't
like,
think of it.
Like a fungus.
Yeah, kind of yeah, like a yeah, fungus.
Like, a sweat, like, yeah. like athlete's feet, yes, but for your balls.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Athlete's balls.
Yeah, and it's like, it kind of, yeah, it's fungus. Yeah, that's yeah. Basically what it is.
But I don't know. I've just, you know, I get on. I get under there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yo,
sound effects, bro. Fucking sound effects.
But also, this is so fucking random. Have you ever cleaned your belly button?
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people don't.
Every time I'm in the shower, I clean my belly button.
Yeah.
Like, how the fuck you can skip? How you skip over a hole in your stomach?
No, I'm talking like you ever take a, you know, I read this shit somewhere. Yeah. But you take a Q-tip, put some baby oil on it.
Yep.
And you clean it.
I use alcohol, but whatever. Yeah. Same thing.
You like, I remember I did it years ago and.
Wild shit in that swirl.
I was like, what the fuck?
I'm wilding for that one. It's wild shit in that swirl. That was wild. I'm so sorry.
Nah. Go with it.
Nah.
It's fine. It's fine. If you're not going to say it here, then where?
Not available in Baltimore County Forever Podcast.
But yeah, people, clean your perineum, clean your gooch. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I got to find an article. It was like some dude who didn't wash his dick for like 3 months because he was like, or 3 years, or some shit. He was like, I didn't know you're supposed to wash it.
Yeah, that, nah.
You know what I'm saying?
Nah, that nigga wildin'.
And on top of that, speaking of taking it all the way back to when you were talking about your sisters and, you know, checking for breast cancer, I read an article that said a lot of women or science has found that one of the links to breast cancer is aluminum deodorant, since it's right by the breast glands.
Yeah.
So at the same time, I'm thinking, you know, maybe additive or something that could be contributing to testicular cancer is putting like powder on your balls. You know what I'm saying?
People do that?
Yeah, I used to. Cause you know you get
sweat,
Gold Bond.
Yeah,
you know they advertise that. That's what they advertise. You know, and then I used to get the cooling powder, the talcum powder, and then I want to say maybe 15 years ago there was a lot of lawsuits from that, and then that's when I stopped using it. So now I just use coconut oil.
I use
flat out 100% coconut oil as my I'm gonna say for my lube, as my lotion,
bruh.
Smack City, population one. So yes, you know what I'm saying. Maintain your testicular health, people, penis owners, penis havers. You know, go get checked. Don't be afraid to go get checked. You know, especially if you. Come on, man. You already know what it is. Like, why are you shocked every episode? Like, why?
It's always new.
It's
always new. This nigga's hilarious.
Go get checked. You know what I'm saying? Don't be afraid. Get on the table. You know, you got to lift your legs up. Doc's going to push him back and he's going to, you know what I'm saying? Roll them around, check them. You know, but in all seriousness, you know, yes, make check sure out. You maintain your ball health, you know. So we're going to shift.
Aquapana, that's the water.
I never heard of that.
Really fucking good water. I'm sorry.
So, actually, because this is the Laptop Chronicles, I almost forgot to talk about this. Which, I don't watch this category. Like, this category literally scares the shit out of me. So, there is a category. There is a kink. There is a fetish for CBT. Cock and ball torture. Yo, I don't even venture anywhere near that shit, right? But because this is a Laptop Chronicles and I do it for you all, I just pulled up a couple clips. So actually we're gonna so we were talking about FetLife earlier, right? So FetLife, you know, is basically a social media platform for people in the kink community. And you can find different groups, like-minded people. And so if you look up a group, you know, for CBT, cock and ball torture, there's almost 24,000 members, right? And you talk about, you know, they talk about different things and different, you know, ways of experiencing cock and ball torture from a submissive and from a dominant perspective. You have cock and ball bondage stretching. Those are just the groups. And those are the groups on FetLife. And so, let's see. So I found an article. It says 5 things you need to know if you want to try cock and ball torture. You know, one of them is, you know, I don't know, this article seems like it's a bunch of bullshit. Anyway, so yes, there is cock and ball torture. And for example, if you look it up on Xvideos, like for example, you're probably gonna be grossed because I'd be grossed. It's like it's one of those things. Ugh. Like I don't get squeamish at much, but this shit scares me. And it's like that time, you know, the last episode when we were talking about when I went to like the first play party and seeing that guy get kicked in the balls, I was like, what the fuck? Like I remember walking in and seeing him like on the cross and I'm like, okay, like what the fuck is this? And then I seen him get kicked in the balls and I was like, oh, I'm good.
I don't need that.
You know? So like, for example, if you get on X videos and you type in CBT, you have like ball busting video, you know, sadistic blonde bimbo. Okay, that doesn't like. There's like videos of like people putting fingers in like penis in a penis hole.
Oh, all right, come on, man,
bro, right,
I can't.
We do it for the people. You know, like femdoms BDSM electro play for wrapped up subs. She got this guy's balls wrapped up in like tape and his balls are like extremely red. So if you're into that, there's a whole thing for you. Salute. What's for you is for you. If it ain't, and I'm not into that. So I don't like having my balls played with. Like, don't. Oh, you know,
it's a tender thing. You gotta make sure you do it right. Yeah. Or you're hurting people.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And I'm all for a little bit of pressure on the perineum or the gooch. A little bit of pressure there, you know what I'm saying? Like maybe a little bit of pressure on the underside of the balls. You know what I'm saying? But other than that, I'm good on that. You kick me in the balls. When I get up, I'm tossing you through a window. I don't care if we on the 19th floor. Like, yo, it's on, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? But yes, there is a whole there is a whole category which you know what I'm saying? Salute. I can't do it.
I can't either.
Yeah. You know. I'll take that over some CBT.
Yep. I'm with you. I ain't gonna hold you. I'm actually with you with that one. But we don't have to do either. But it does the choice.
Yeah, right?
I would love to pick no to both.
And so, all right. So with that, make sure you go get your balls checked. Use coconut oil. You know what I'm saying, to as a, you know, body skin lubricant. You know, keep cool down there. And so we're going to switch to Laptop Chronicles news. And Laptop Chronicles news, somebody said that cornbread is trash. And
cornbread is trash. Let alone, I feel like I knew this, but people put actual corn.
Now that's fucked up. Whoever's putting corn in cornbread, I'm going to find you and I will fuck you up.
Yeah,
you fucking up granny's recipe. Like, now that's trash.
Fried shrimp is trash too.
I'll agree. I'll agree.
There we go.
I'll agree.
All right. I had a friend.
Sir, the cornbread, sir.
Never been a fan of cornbread.
Listen,
I've been my granny's
from Macon, Georgia. Shout out to Macon, Georgia. You don't talk down on people's recipe that far south.
Okay. Up north, cornbread is ass.
You have to stop buying cornbread from soul food places.
I'm not trying. That is a lot of black people mistake.
I'm
just not trying anymore, bro. I had cornbread one time as like a muffin. My sister had like disguised it as a muffin. And it was just regular cornbread, but I did eat it. But I don't like the grit of cornbread.
Whoever is making gritty cornbread, your mama's a hoe.
It's not supposed to be like that?
No.
It's supposed to be like pound cake?
Yes.
I love pound cake.
That's what
I love yellow pound cake.
Okay, so.
I love pound cake.
So, yes. So there's shout out. I don't even know if they open no more. So shout out to Motor City Soul Food,
mm-hmm.
7 Mile and Myers, gang gang. That's the hood.
gang. This nigga turned to a kid.
They used to have great fucking food, but their cornbread, like when I opened it at the foil, it would literally just crumble. I hated their cornbread. Hate it. It wasn't even cornbread. It was just.
I didn't think this was where this was going. I thought you was about to big them up.
Oh, no. I mean, the food was phenomenal. The greens, the cabbage, the chicken, the ribs, you know, the black people food that we shouldn't be eating, that bad for your heart.
Oh.
I used to eat that shit religiously. That shit was great. The cornbread, a two-pack of ass.
I bet you did that.
Yo, fuck that cornbread, bro. I ain't gonna hold you. So, if somebody ain't in the kitchen, like adding. First of all, I learned how to cook when I was 10.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? Like, moms was like, "Yo, it's just me and you. I'm working. You're going to have to fiend for yourself. I'm going to teach you how to cook so you ain't never got to go hungry."
Mm-hmm.
So I know how to, like, I used to sit in the kitchen and just watch her cook. If I'm in somebody's kitchen and they break out a measuring cup, I'm out.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? Real recipes come from the heart. They say that, especially for us.
Mm-hmm. Passing them down.
We don't use measuring cups. We just pour until we hear the ancestors say that's enough. So when it comes to making cornbread, the first mistake is people use oil.
Okay.
And then people use like water. No, my nigga, you supposed to use milk with a little bit of sugar.
Okay.
Make it soft and moist.
Demon. Once an angel, now a demon. It's terrible.
Yo, on the real. And that's what got me, because he was like, "Oh, cornbread is trash." And I was like, "Nigga, stop eating store." God damn, I'm.
Wiped it on my table? This nigga told you a fucking devil, demon. Nigga drooled and wiped it on the table.
Yeah, I'm going to clean that up.
This nigga's weird.
Cause that's how heated I was. I was so fucking mad. I was like, "Yo, this motherfucker is buying store bought cornbread."
Yo, I remember Mike City Diner, Boston.
Oh, yeah.
Pancakes were made out of Jiffy mix, and yeah. I hated it.
Yeah.
It's cornbread mix. Well, I was so upset, bro.
Plus, I mean.
Yeah.
But, that was a lot of fucking food, though.
It was. Very tight area, though.
Yeah, we had food on that table for days.
We did.
Shout out to Boston. Shout out to the homie Nick. You know what I'm saying? But yes, I almost came and found you today.
Jesus.
And fuck you say about cornbread, bro. We gonna land this plane.
Good idea.
Thank you for tuning in. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you check out Baltimore County Forever Podcast YouTube channel. Make sure you really check it out now for the Read Him and Tweet series with him and one Shit Vegans Eat. As they, bruh. That shit is crazy as fuck, man.
It's a lot of fun on Read Him and Tweet.
Yeah.
A lot of honesty. I don't know anything that she puts on the docket for that. I don't know any of the tweets, and those are real responses. I got another idea, but maybe it'll work out next couple of weeks. Probably in November.
Okay.
Something else to Read Them and Tweet.
Okay. But make sure you check out Baltimore County Forever Podcast YouTube channel, because that is the only place that you will be able to see Read Them and Tweets from now on.
Read Them and Tweet.
That is the only place you will see the county check-in.
Yes, from now on.
Mm-hmm. You know, and the county check-ins are fun.
Yeah, because it's real spontaneous. It's just... Yeah. We have a little bit of time before or after the show, and I just turn it on, hit record, and we just talk about random shit.
Talking shit.
Yeah, so I love doing those.
You know, shout out to the homie Norm.
Shout out to Norm.
You know, he's laying low right now. You know, he's
bro.
He's like a fucking assassin.
Yeah, I was like, damn, yo, I hit him up. I don't know.
He's laying low, and that's when you know he's cooking.
Yeah.
That's when you know he's cooking.
Can't lie, bro. Kind of scared me a little bit, bro.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, what's going on with him?
Nah, you know, that's the thing about Norm. He'll fall back. You know what I'm saying? He'll be like, yo, shit's a little heavy. Let me slide back. But, you know, when he come out that lab, when he emerges, he's usually got something with him. Yeah, and definitely. It's
Scenery is out right now.
Scenery, yes. Check out the newest video.
What's the name of that song?
I
can't think of it offhand, but it's from the last project.
And when you see the video, it's crazy. He was like, "Yeah, we did that shit in like 20 minutes."
That's good, bro.
What?
That's really good.
You know what I'm saying?
It looks good.
Yeah.
Shout out to Norm.
The director. You know. This guy.
Your bro.
Actually, you know what? You got to do this now. He cut his hair, bro.
When he did that?
Like yesterday?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he chopped it all off, man. But the juice is still juicing. You know what I'm saying? The juices are still juicing. Shout out to the homie Jabrosa. Shout out to the homie Gene. You know, doing big things with his smoker in tow. You know, smoked cheese barbecue. Shout out to the homie. Lauren, Shit Vegans Eat. You know, that's the executive producer.
Yeah. Ghostwriter.
Hey, Ghostwriter, right.
Shout out to Pod Poppy Hush. Shout out to Stacy.
Shout out to Drea.
Shout out to Drea.
Shout out to Liz, you know, the playlist pimp. Man.
Shout out to It's Predestined the Podcast. Shout out to all the podcasts.
Shout out to What Up Though Podcast from Detroit. Yeah. I see you.
I like that.
Yeah.
Check that out. Shout out to everybody, bro. Shout out to I'm gonna get this right since I just started following them. They did a review of Supreme Clientele. Oh, Rise of the Classic. Podcast. They did their most recent episode was a review of Ghostface Supreme Clientele. It was really good.
I saw that. Yeah. Remember, you sent it to me.
Yeah. It's quick, 20 minutes. Yeah. Get in and get out. Pretty good. I'm actually about to watch that when we're done.
Yeah. So, you know what I'm saying? Make sure you stay tuned, man. The episode coming out hot and heavy. I don't know.
You said hot and heavy. This nigga 112.
Yo. Eat clean, your taste better. Wash your balls. Wash your butthole. Wax your balls. Wax your butthole. Make sure you check your balls for any unusual lumps. Check your boobs. Ladies, send that special person a boob picture for Titty Tuesday. Is it Titty?
Man, fuck all that. Send them a pussy shot. Send them the coochie shot.
Okay. And with that, Laptop Chronicles, out.
You know it.
Alone sitting in the driver's seat, DM and Mike, yo, what it's like trying to find a beat. My relief shine until I die like a time and peace. Seconds leave your wrist naked, checking out why I'm a beast. Stop it, chief, that ain't the wave, so put your board down. Rap life, niggas is gay, I'm getting bored now. Tour sounds flaming every speaker that I come across. Speak until I break it, beat the pace, don't take the summer off. Thunder guard banging his hammer like I'm retarded. Hear me on a beast like Jesus, nigga lost it. You nauseous, guard, I pour the nonsense more than often. Trying to keep my composure, losing focus, but I'm hoping I could breathe a breath to relax, though. Mad cream on the scene, word to Max, so fall back, bro, you lactose. Passing while I'm gassing on the rap flow. Spit to make it happen, feel the passion, never lack those. Feelings I'm invoking when I smoke away the pressure. Pray to God when it's hard, never get a lecture. Bless up, trust him, but I feel I need to vest up. Just cause, know how this shit go, they fester. Eyes wide, look alive, I'm high, but I be on it. Haze, killer rays, the days I might have flaunted. Getting paid for the pain, amazed, I'm quite on it. Prayed on the page with my pen, son, I'm on it. Eyes wide, look alive, I'm high, but I be on it. Haze, killer rays, the days I might have flaunted. Getting paid for the pain, amazed, I'm quite on it. Prayed on the page with my pen, son, I'm on it. What?